Blog Talk Radio.
Entrepreneurship, spirituality, and more.
Sade Champagne Show.
Good evening, everyone. That was Elliot Yamin with Fight for Love. It's Sade Champagne, and welcome to episode 4 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. I have to tell you guys, every week my heart is beating so fast before the show starts, and my butterflies are on a whole nother level. So every episode is available on iTunes. Search the Sade Champagne Show, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. I want to thank everyone for tuning in from all around the globe. You can listen to us live every Wednesday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific on your mobile devices at 323-693-3043 or at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. Thank you to Travis Miller for creating and producing my show's theme song and to Scott Swish for mixing it. If this is your first time listening, I'm a professional musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur. I have created, directed, and executive produced almost 200 charitable and inspirational events, including my popular Power of Dream tour. I love mentoring, coaching, and using my platform to encourage, empower, and bring out the gold in others. Tonight's celebrity guest is popular radio personality Jay Styles from 97.1 AMP Radio, 100.9 The Heat in Palmdale, California, Sirius XM, BET, and CW Networks. And our special guest is teen heartthrob Tristan Blaine. He's a nationwide touring artist with hundreds of thousands of views on YouTube and radio play in multiple countries. We also have great segments scheduled for tonight, and you'll have the opportunity to win a free copy of my castmate Melissa Joy Wood's 5-star book, Eliminating Fear, and chat with Tristan Blaine live on air after his interview. I'm going to share with you guys a little about the 2016 City Gala Grammys After Party charity event that I went to on Monday with my best friend Lisa Lewalt. This was so phenomenal. It was in LA. We had the greatest time. It was hosted by P. Diddy, and Richard Branson was one of this year's honorees. And Lisa and our foundation with the Power of a Dream Tour was also one of the charities benefiting at this event. We were so thankful to our dear friend Ryan Long for putting on the show and having a successful event. I want to thank some of the celebrities who were there and who supported us, including Wendy Raquel Robinson, Vanessa Lachey, Blake Lewis, AJ McLean of the Backstreet Boys, Chanel West Coast. She also performed and did a phenomenal job, and Andy Dick. We had a great time, and we just were so excited to be there and to be in the presence of many people we're inspired by. And it shows, you know, that your dreams can come true. Nothing is impossible. So keep moving forward in what you love. I want to shout out my dear friend Brittany Andressen, who is a creative producer and blogger from Canada. She recently featured me on her BrittanyTV.com website, where she interviews a variety of people and writes about faith, relationships, and shared life stories. Go over to BrittanyTV.com to check out what empowerment projects Brittany is currently working on and check out the blog with my featured interview. Also, I'm still auditioning dancers for my Ventura County's 7th Annual Rising Star Dance Competition. This is one of my biggest events of the year. It's for teens and preteens in Southern California. The live event takes place Saturday, April 2nd at the Thousand Oaks Teen Center in Thousand Oaks, California. Anyone can compete and be a part of the show. It's all levels of dancers. It's free for you to enter the competition. We bring in celebrity guests from Disney, Nickelodeon, The Voice, and more. And there's no, like I said, there's no fee to audition. Proceeds are donated to one of my favorite charities, the Destined to Live the Good Life Children's Orphanage in Zambia, Africa, and also, of course, the Thousand Oaks Teen Center. To audition or find out more details about this, please email me at ShadeChampagneMusic@gmail.com. That's ShadeChampagneMusic@gmail.com. And also, my Power of a Dream Tour is always booking new shows and performances. We love traveling, and if you're looking to bring Power of a Dream Tour or any of our award-winning, critically acclaimed artists or speakers to your city or event, please email me at ShadeChampagneMusic.com, ShadeChampagneMusic@gmail.com for more details. All right, and so I want to get into our first segment of the night. Just to let you guys know, I am going to be tweeting all show long and live posting on Facebook as well. And so I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at Sade Champagne, Facebook me at Sade Champagne, or Instagram, I am Sade Champagne, or hashtag Sade Champagne Show or GHR to join in the conversation. I want to shout out everyone who's already been tweeting me, Facebooking me, Instagramming, YouTubing, and emailing. You guys are the best. So I got her into the studio now. Our first segment of the night is Who Wrote That? This is where I feature some of my favorite authors. Melissa Joy Wood is a castmate on the Sade Champagne Show. She leads the Living with Fearless Joy segment with her husband, Rick. She is a fourth-generation minister and has been in ministry for 19 years. She has been a youth leader, worship leader, and was a co-pastor of the church at Parkview with her husband, Rick. She has a heart to see people live in freedom. Freedom from religion and freedom from fear. With an education in public speaking, she teaches public speaking class, preaches on a regular basis, and she has led a local ministry school and several workshops, seminars, and conferences, which you can book her for at any time. Melissa has a keen ability to communicate a clear and impactful message to her audience. She now looks forward to new opportunities to promoting her new book, Eliminating Fear. You can win a free copy of Eliminating Fear tonight. What is your greatest fear? Mention me at Sade Champagne on Twitter, or you can post or message me or Melissa Joy Wood on Facebook answering this question. What is your greatest fear and why? We're giving away a book to one person at the end of tonight's show. So keep listening into the Sade Champagne Show to win. Hashtag who wrote that to join in the conversation. Hi, Melissa. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great, Sade. I'm so glad to be on the call tonight.
Yay! I'm excited to feature you on our Who Wrote That segment on the Sade Champagne Show.
What was that again?
I said, I'm excited to feature you for our Who Wrote That segment on the Sade Champagne Show.
Oh, I'm very excited to be here. I'm excited to talk about the book and just excited to be talking with you tonight, Sade.
Awesome. So when did you first become a writer?
Well, I don't know that I know the answer to that question because it was never really a goal of mine to become a writer. I personally have had a struggle with fear on some level throughout most of my life. And in my relationship with God, he just started kind of giving me tools on how to really find freedom from fear. And people around me began to just encourage me to write. And so that was probably 2 or 3 years ago that I started the journey and published the book last summer. So it was never really a plan to write, but I am now.
I feel like though, with you being a speaker, they oftentimes go hand in hand.
I think that they do. I mean, I don't think I realized that until I started writing, because so much of what I have spoken about for years was already written down in many of the messages that I've preached or taught. And so a lot of my book was just compiling things that I've been teaching for a long time. So I can very easily see how the two go hand in hand.
Definitely. So tell us about your first published book, Eliminating Fear, and where people can buy it.
So Eliminating Fear, the tagline of the book is how removing the fear of God leads to removing fear in life. And basically the premise of the book is just realizing that we're not supposed to have any fear in any element of our relationship with God. That, you know, we've got to have a clear understanding of what the fear of God means, that we're not supposed to fear God himself, that we're not supposed to fear being close to him, that there's never a need to be afraid of him, that he's always loving, he's always good, he's always kind. And when we remove fear from our relationship with God, it pours over into the rest of our life and we begin to experience freedom in other areas.
That's really, really good. And so, you know, what has your response been for your book? You know, I love it so much. It's a game changer. I've been known to quote it many a times, and I feel like it really helps to expand and stretch people's brain.
Yeah. Well, you know, honestly, the response has been surprisingly positive, and I say surprisingly because I tackle some controversial subjects in the book. I mean, one of the most controversial subjects that I tackle is a true understanding of the fear of God, and I go into detail of breaking it down in the Hebrew and really trying to grasp what that phrasing means. So despite the controversy that it is in some of the book, I've had excellent feedback, and people have really felt like they've gained strategies for getting freedom from fear in their lives, and it's helped a lot of people in their relationship with God, and so I've been really, really encouraged at the feedback.
So can you share with us one of the stories from the book that's, you know, either a personal story from your life, you know, that's in the book or from someone else as well, so they can, you know, get an even deeper idea about it?
Sure. Well, myself personally, after years of struggling with fear in one way or another, I began to reach a point in my life where I started having panic attacks and anxiety attacks. And I actually believe there's probably a lot of listeners out there that can identify with this. Mm-hmm. More people than we realize struggle with panic attacks or anxiety attacks. And so as I was writing the book, I was coming to the tail end of experiencing these plaguing attacks. And so what was so amazing for me is that I learned while I was writing my book that the tools in my book were actually helping me. And so I was myself getting free from having panic attacks and anxiety attacks by the things that I was writing down in the book. So, you know, I say that to say that if anyone out there is feeling hopeless, like the panic attacks, the anxiety attacks, the social fear, whatever it is, if it feels like something that is overwhelming and cannot be overcome, that is not true. It is something that you can absolutely get freedom from. And I'm just a living testimony of that.
I think one of the things I love that you just pointed out is that we find that as we are starting to receive the truth, as we're starting to receive the right information, we're receiving the help and healing that we need, we find that, or and then we're wanting to share it with others, we find that it's also just as freeing for us, you know, because you're writing the book obviously to be an encouragement to other people, but it's ministering and encouraging you at this and blessing you doing it, and even afterwards. And I'm sure you still are feeling the effects of the truth that you speak in your book.
It's absolutely, that's the truth, Sade. The thing is, when you're writing a book, you have to go back through and read it and reread it and edit it and proof it, and you have other people read it and reread it. And and I feel like every time I went through it, the truth of what was in there came more alive in me. I mean, I think a lot of people teach and speak on things because they're excellent teachers, they've had great revelation, but a lot of us who teach and speak sometimes have a hard time actually applying what we're teaching to our own lives. And so I realized as I was writing the book and rereading the book that, wow, this is really helping me find freedom to another level.
Wow, that's really good. And I think that's so true, you know, and really helpful, like you said, to you and to everyone you're writing the book for. So where can people buy it?
So you can obviously go to my website, which is eliminatingfear.com. In fact, that's a good place to contact me. I put I have blog posts on there. I have discussion topics that you can get engaged in on that website. So that's eliminatingfear.com. And on there, there are links to buy the book. You can also get it on Amazon. It's in paperback and Kindle edition. So it's pretty easy to find out there if you just do a little searching.
Definitely. And so tell us what you're currently working on.
I'm currently working on a new book called Refreshing Courage, which is basically how learning to live a life of risk actually leads to a life of rest. And just not being afraid to take chances and go after things. And by actually taking risks in our lives, we'll find ourselves in a greater place of peace and joy in our everyday life. So that's what I'm working on now is actually book two. So I guess I've turned into an author, Sade.
Well, in my mind, I feel like even though this is your first book, I feel like you've always been an author, because even just in certain things you would post or you would write or even in the way that you converse with others and the way you communicate, I feel that to me you've always been an author. So, you know.
Sure. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, how can people stay up to date with your happenings, and how can they book you for speaking engagements, for book signings, for seminars, conferences, workshops, all those good things?
Well, on social media, you can find me pretty much anywhere, Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter at Melissa Joy Wood. Or you can go to my website, eliminatingfear.com. I have a contact us page, which will reach my email directly. So either one of those places, social media or my website, are a great way to reach me.
Awesome. Do you have any final words that you want to share with our listeners?
Sure. I just want to encourage people to not let fear become the ruler of their lives. That, you know, just want to remind people that fear is a liar. Even as many times fear sounds like a way to keep you safe or, you know, a way to keep you from making stupid decisions. But I just want to encourage people that, that fear is not your friend, and just really seek out finding freedom from that, because it, it does plague us in the long run. And we want to live a life that is guided by wisdom and not fear. And so I know that's possible for everybody out there. And so I just encourage you to continue on that journey of finding freedom.
That's really good. Well, everyone, you heard it here on our Who Wrote That segment, Melissa Joy Wood. Make sure you check out her website at eliminatingfear.com. You can find her on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at Melissa Joy Wood. You can win a free copy of Eliminating Fear tonight. What is your greatest fear? Mention me at Sade Champagne on Twitter. Post or message me or Melissa on Facebook answering this question. What is your greatest fear and why? We're going to give away one free book to someone at the end of tonight's show. So keep listening to the Sade Champagne Show to win. Thank you, Melissa. Have a great rest of the night.
Thank you. You too.
All right. So next up we have I'm Gonna Sing by Chris August. Thank you all for listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio.
Are you looking for a dynamic musical artist, performer, host, or inspirational speaker for your next event? What about a mentor, vocal instructor, or workshop leader for your school, company, or seminar, contact Sade Champagne for countless professional services that are sure to fit your particular need. She is an in-demand, award-winning, and critically acclaimed musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur who is invited all around the world. She is known for having a powerful voice, turning ideas into action, creating, directing, and executive producing popular, charitable, and inspirational events, and bringing out the gold in others. Her services are for all ages, backgrounds, and environments. Contact Sade Champagne at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's spelled sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com to book her for your next event or project.
Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. I want to get ready for our next segment, which is What's Going On. This is where my castmates and I discuss hot topics. Tonight on the panel, we have multi-threat artist, host, producer, model, and designer, Christina Renee, who actually leads this segment, and our special guest who's going to come in a few minutes, Jit Chronicles, who is the only original cast member of Grindhard Radio. Christina, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Sade. How are you?
I'm doing well. I haven't spoken to you in so long.
I know. It has been a while, but, you know,
only
I've,
a few
I've
hours.
Caught up with so much fun. I know. That's a long time. We have to keep it within minutes, not hours.
Exactly. So what's the first topic you have for us tonight? I know you said you wanted to give us some did you know things during our What's Going On segment.
Yes. Well, I guess I'll start with some of the fun stuff to lighten everyone's mood. For the first part of the segment, I want to discuss one of my favorite things in the world, which is coconut oil. And basically, yes, it has so many uses and so many benefits. I feel that a lot of people did not know. So part of the did you know, I would like to go over some of those things with everyone that's listening and, of course, you, Sade. Even though I know that you're full of knowledge, I'm just going to add some more to it for you. So
well,
the first thing I want to talk about, it is. That's one of my favorite
things.
Ahead. The first part of that I would like to start about coconut oil, it's called coconut oil pulling. So basically, coconut oil pulling is when you would take about a teaspoon or two, depending how your body reacts to it, because it doesn't really taste like anything. I have heard that some people say it tastes like almonds, but I feel like it's maybe a light, kind of nut scent because it is a coconut and it's oil from a coconut. But basically, you start with a tablespoon or two, and you put it in your mouth and you kind of swish it around like, you know, it's mouthwash, and you do this. This sounds really long, but you do this for 15 to 20 minutes. And they say that you can do this while you're watching TV, while you're doing, you know, some of your exercises like squats or, you know, stretching to kind of keep your mind off of it while you're doing it. And the cool thing about this is it kills all of the bad bacteria in your mouth, like mouthwash does, and it pulls out the bad toxins that you have in your gums while it's doing this. And it goes directly into the coconut oil, which then you will spit out 15 to 20 minutes later. Also, another cool thing about coconut oil pulling is it naturally whitens your teeth. There's nothing harmful about coconut oil. It's all beneficial things. So that's the first thing. Did you know that coconut oil can brighten your teeth? It also takes the toxins out of your gums, and it also cleans your mouth better than a lot of toothpaste and mouthwash. And it actually is an age-old remedy. Several different cultures around the world use this remedy for many of years. So maybe it's just new here in the Western part of the world, but I'm filling you guys in. So you guys are one leg up. Also, I wanted to go over a few other things. Me, I love makeup. You know that I love makeup. A lot of other people that may be listening love makeup too. But one of the reasons we hate putting on makeup, or you might hate putting on makeup, is we don't like to take it off because it seems like such a chore and it takes a long time. But with coconut oil, put a little bit in your hands and rub it all over your face. It doesn't burn your eyes. It's not going to hurt your face, and it doesn't clog pores. And you just rub it all over your face, and then you wipe it away, and then wash your face as you normally would. And this actually takes off eyelash glue. It takes off any kind of waterproof mascara or makeup that you'll be using. And it also is really beneficial to your skin. As I said, it does kill the bad bacteria, and it's a cleansing oil. After yes, so it's a lot of really cool things you can do it. I do want to touch one more thing about after, you know, you wash your face. What's the number one thing us ladies have to do to keep our face looking youthful? We have to moisturize it. Well, coconut oil you can also use to moisturize your skin. It's also really good for eczema. You can use it to moisturize your skin, and it will not clog your pores. And it does dry. People think, oh, it's oil. It's not going to – no. A little bit does go a long way, but yes, it does dry, and it does keep your skin looking youthful and full of moisture throughout the day.
Awesome.
So that's two really cool things for it.
Awesome, Christina. So I love what you share with us about coconut oil. We're going to get ready to bring in Jit Chronicles, who is the only original cast member of Grindhard Radio. And so I'm going to bring him into the studio right now to get him in here. Hi, Jit. How are you doing?
Hello, Shadi. How you doing, darling? Thank you for having me tonight.
Oh, we're so glad to have you. Say hello to Christina Renee.
Hello, Miss Christina. How you doing, darling?
I'm doing good. How are you, Jit?
I am awesome. I'm doing awesome tonight.
So,
like to
Christina,
that.
what's our second topic that you want to get into so Jit can give his feedback or his commentary as well for what's going on?
Yes, our second topic is actually something that is very large in scale. So as you know, December 2nd, 2015, last year, 14 people were killed in San Bernardino and 22 were seriously injured from a terrorist attack from Saeed Farouk and Tashin Malik. Well, during a search warrant in their car, the FBI obtained Farouk's cell phone, and he happened to have an iPhone. And after a few attempts of trying to get into the iPhone, because he did lock his phone and he actually erased – he disconnected his phone from the iCloud, so the police weren't able to get in that way. They have they're scared to keep trying to unlock his phone because he may have put Apple's protection encryption on it, which means after 10 failed attempts – remotely erases everything off the phone. So right now the FBI took Apple to court, and they basically want Apple to create a backdoor iOS system so they can actually get into the phone. Now, while this sounds like something very simple and something that they would want to do, you have to remember that right now, Apple does not have a backdoor for their iOS system. They specifically have encrypted the iPhone. That way, nobody can break into it, not even Apple themselves, because they want that protection. They want their customers to have that protection, and that's why Apple is so well known, because people can't really hack past their encryption. Well, if they do create this backdoor, they just don't want it to be in the government's hands, because then it will lead into privacy, invasion. You know, they can really put this backdoor into Apple computers. They can take it in from Apple phones, and you really won't have that security anymore, and they just didn't want it in the wrong hands. So that this is what I'd like to talk about, because right now the whole world is watching this court case, because if the United States government can force by the WITS Act, which actually is a law that came out 227 years ago. Yes, this is what the FBI is bringing up, a very outdated law to where they feel the government can press a company to surpass any kind of rights to get what they want. So basically the whole world's watching right now, because if Apple does create this back door, they're going to lose so many sales in China and Russia, and they're going to feel, China and Russia are going to feel like they have the authority to tell Apple what to do as well. So that's why everyone is watching. So this is something I'd like to talk about with, you know, how do you feel about this, and how do you feel about giving the FBI that's requested from, you know, the judge this Tuesday, for them to actually create this iOS backdoor to be able to access anything?
Well, you go first, Jit. What are your thoughts?
Well, I would tell you this, one thing about it, you know, people love to have their privacy. Everybody has a right to privacy. But on the same token, if you take the instance that happened in San Bernardino, you know, that I think, you know, that should override it, you know, because that is something that was major. It was something that was serious. And that would be the one time that I probably would actually agree with the government, you know. But it's kind of like a double-edged sword, because you do want your privacy, but when things of that nature happens, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And I actually agree with the government. But, you know, like she said, you're going to probably lose some sales. You're going to lose some customers. But is that important? Is that more important than, you know, people losing their lives? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that is interesting. That's why I love this show, because you always learn something. But it's interesting. But I would say, you know, I don't blame the government on that one. You know, because people lost their lives in that incident.
Right. What do you think, Christina?
I also agree with Jit. I agree that it is sort of like a double-edged sword, because we really do need the information that is possibly on the device. And at the same time, like, if you do create this iOS, it's actually going to weaken any encryption on any Apple product, because there is a way to bypass. And once you create a way to bypass into a system, it's forever weakened, because that means if someone has a, let's say, a password key, they can stick it in their computer and then plug up your phone, and it's going to keep going and going. But this is why Apple is a little bit smart, and this, and I didn't know if you guys knew this, but Apple, after creating the new iOS 8, they have made it to where, you know, it's a time delay. So if someone tries to force, you know, blunt into your phone and keep entering passwords, it adds more and more time until you can enter the password again. If you don't have the 10 input erase data. So in order to test possible numeric combination, it would take 5.5 years. And that's why they did that. They added a time delay, so no one could get into anyone's phone that has a numeric or alphanumeric password.
Exactly.
And right now the FBI is trying to fight through that, because they don't want to enter it more than 10 times, because then it possibly could erase. And if this man was as smart and tech savvy as he seemed to be, then he probably did have that on his phone, and it will erase the data.
Yeah.
So I too feel you, Jit. I feel like it's a double-edged sword. We don't want a backdoor in the wrong hands, period.
Exactly.
But at the same time, how can we get into this phone? You know, I'm curious if there's a way that a person of the FBI and also Apple can sit down together and get into the phone. But then again, Apple doesn't even have this product. They don't even have this iOS backdoor, because they never wanted to create it, because they felt it would be creating a monster. So that's just, it's a double-edged either way.
Yeah, I feel that, you know, like you said, in those emergency situations, I feel like that's when things need to be overruled, because,
yes.
we want to protect our privacy, we want those things, but there does have to be some type of clause where in emergency situations they should be able to see. But as you and I were talking about earlier, Christina, what makes people think he would have left it in his phone, you know, anyway? Usually those people, if they did leave it in the phone, it's usually in a cheaper phone. I mean, they usually use cheaper phones, you know, and then they destroy them, but they're not going to put things, I don't think, in an iPhone. You know what I mean? Like, with usually how those things go, because they've been studying this for years. They've been building this up for a long time. They have made sure they followed all their P's and Q's and dotted every I and crossed every T to make sure that they were going to complete their, you know, their attack. So,
yes,
you know,
I agree with
Shadi.
And I also, yes,
I don't think I would be really upset if they went through all this trouble to see his freaking playlist on iTunes, what he was listening to his music. And one thing that bothers me just a little bit, we have to think back when the government had a feud with Apple a few years ago when Apple said that they couldn't get into iMessages. Right now you can text iPhone to iPhone and through iMessage, and the government can't see it because it's encrypted data from internet to internet, server to server.
Yeah.
And ever since the government felt like inferior because Apple wouldn't allow them to get into iMessages, I feel like they've been after Apple ever since that court hearing.
Yeah.
Ever since that. And honestly, I agree with you, Sade. I feel like he wouldn't have anything in there. If he was smart enough to disconnect his phone from the cloud, he was more than enough tech savvy to know how to reset his phone.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it goes to show
guys,
you that this modern technology, it could be a blessing and a curse sometimes. You know, it goes to show you
true.
That.
So we're going to have to wrap up this segment because Tristan is in the studio ready for his interview. But I want to have you, as we're wrapping up right now, JIT Chronicles, please share with everyone how they can tune into the new season of your longest-running show on Grindhard Radio Network.
Yes, we are in our 23rd season. It's unprecedented. You know, I'm back for another season. I come back every season. You know, we got some good stuff lined up. I want everybody to tune in to Grindhard Radio every Tuesday and Thursday nights right here on Blog Talk from 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 1 a.m. We got some great interviews with some great indie artists. We're trying to get a couple of celebrity guests, poets, models, spoken word artists, you know, so anything that people do especially our indie artists, if it's positive and it's a grind, you can always have a place on Grindhard Radio. And the special thing about our show, Sade, too, is that our show is more reality-based. Like me and our cast members, we actually get to share our journeys with you as well. So you get that extra bonus when you're listening to Grindhard Radio. We got Virginia Supernova Slim. She's coming out with two albums this year. So through Grindhard Radio, you'll be able to follow her journey. I have several businesses going on that I'm going to be promoting throughout the season. We got Carter Mafioso. He's been an artist, and he's been in the music industry for over 20 years. So this particular season, we wanted the show to be a little bit more about us and our personal journey. So I would love to invite everybody to tune in to Grindhard Radio. And we are reality radio. And like I said, you know, this is unprecedented, 23rd season. Nobody else
That's
on Blog
right.
Talk has done that many seasons. So it's quite
a
blessing.
I can't wait to bring you back on the show so we can chat more. You know, my show gets booked up so fast, but you are the big one of the main reasons.
Absolutely, it's popular.
Yeah, you're one of the main reasons why I'm able to have this show. So I'm going to bring you back on, you know, this season so we can chat more and we can hear more from you.
I would love
Thank you
to.
So much, Christina Renee, for what's going on.
You're
I can't wait
welcome.
To chat with you guys soon. I got to get Tristan into the studio. His fans are calling in like crazy, so we've got to get them in. And so thank you guys.
Shout
so
out,
much.
Tristan.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, JIT.
Thanks. The same to you, too, darling. Thank you, Sade.
Thank you, Sade.
All right. So we need to get into this next interview that was our first interview of the night, and this is with Tristan Blaine. Make sure you call 323-693-3043 to chat with Tristan and me on air at the end of this interview. He's going to be answering your questions. He's 16-year-old pop artist, dancer, and model from Texas. He began performing professionally in front of large crowds in 2011, and in just a few years, he has grown an international fan base, recorded original music, and headlined concert events in several states and cities across the country. He has hundreds of thousands of views on his YouTube channel. His music has been heard on the radio around the world and in several countries like the U.S., U.K., Australia, and Germany. He has recorded 3 EPs. His music can be found on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, iHeartRadio, and more. Last summer, he was on the Boys of Summer Tour for 2 weeks doing shows in 10 cities from L.A. to Chicago. He's headlined several tours, shows, and charity events. He's a strong supporter of anti-bullying. He has joined the worship team at his church and serves as a worship leader for the youth group. He loves doing crazy YouTube videos and covers for his fans. He is hoping to be able to travel and meet more of his fans this summer. Let me get him into the studio now. All right, Tristan, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, what's up? How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm so glad to have you on the Sade Champagne Show. Thank you for being here tonight.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
You are awesome. I think you're such a great live stage performer. And so when did your interest first spark in music, and how did you know you wanted this to be your life?
It really started for me when I was around 10 years old. You know, I was in a private school at the time, and we did a play when I was – it was around third grade, I think, and we did a little play, and I was one of the main characters, and it was a musical, and I just enjoyed it, being up there on the stage. You know, I just enjoyed doing every single little part of it, and it just kind of made me fall in love with it. And so I started singing, I started posting YouTube videos, you know, I started going out and performing at local places, and it just grew more and more and more, and it's grown into this huge love for music and just performing.
Wow, that's so awesome. And so what was the process like for when you made that decision to who you are today? Like, did you start getting lessons? Were you or taking lessons and getting mentored? Share with us a little bit of what that process was like.
As soon as I figured out I wanted to do it, my mom at first, you know, she was really skeptical about it. You could say that, but she was like, "No, you're not going to get into this." I was a model when I was, you know, 16. I'm not going to let you do that. And eventually, after some convincing, she let me do it. So I got into vocal lessons. You know, like I said, I started posting YouTube videos, and I got all the social media I could, and I just started tweeting and posting on MySpace and all that just to try to get fans. And like I started performing at local places and just trying to get my name out there, and it's paid off today, and it's going really well.
Yeah, it definitely is. Your fans are so supportive and so loving towards you. It's wonderful to see.
Oh, thank you so much.
So what are you most proud of?
I am most proud of just helping so many people, because, you know, I get tons of DMs every single day just saying how much I've helped them in their personal life. And, you know, some of them say, you know, I'm this many days clean from cutting thanks to you and self-harming.
Wow.
And it's incredible, and it's really humbling too, because you don't, as like coming from my perspective, I don't realize the impact that I guess I don't realize how much of an impact I have on these people's lives. And it's probably the thing that I'm most proud of, is just helping out people and knowing that I've helped out people.
Yeah, that is definitely something to be proud of. How do you handle negativity and stress?
Well, you know, stress for me, it's definitely hard. You know, I have a lot of anxiety and, you know, all that. So it's hard for me to handle negativity and stress. It was really hard at first. You know, like negativity and negative comments, it really got to me when I first started. But the further I went in my career and the further I am now, it's kind of, the negativity just kind of rolls off, and I don't really care about it anymore. You know, I just get a good laugh out of it. But, you know, the stress, it's something that will always linger in your life, and especially on tour, like there's so much stress into it, and it does get hard at times. I mean, I'm not even going to lie, it does get really hard. But, you know, I usually surround myself with my family, and it helps.
And so I'm sure and that makes sense. It's like what you're saying. It's like, not that stress is going to get easier, but how we handle it can get easier.
Exactly.
That makes perfect sense. So how do you stay confident while working in industries that have been known to tear people down?
Oh, I'm not even going to lie. It's torn me down to the bone many times. I mean, like, there's been times where I've been on my knees in my room just wanting to quit because I cannot stand another day of it. But, you know, I got told a while back by, I can't remember who it was, but he says, you can say you quit as long as you actually don't, you know. You can say, you can every once in a while throw your arms up and just say, you know, I'm done. But as long as you know that that's not true and you're going to continue going, that's the most important thing, you know. So, yeah, it's
That's really good. I love that, because, like you said, even if the person's saying it, as long as you don't do it, it's okay, because they're just expressing what they're feeling and what they're going through, but it doesn't mean that's what they're actually going to do. That's really good. I like that. That's like quote-worthy right
there.
Go ahead.
I have a really close family, you could say that. So I usually just whenever I'm feeling down, I go in, and usually it's my grandma, and because it's me, it's my mom. She's a single mom, and we live with my grandparents. So I usually go in, and it's usually pretty late at night, and grandma's up watching the news or whatever, and I'll just go in and I'll sit down, and I'll talk with her about whatever's on my mind, and you know what struggles I'm dealing with, and it usually helps out tremendously.
That's really good. And so what are you currently working on? Tell us about your current projects, what you have in the works. What can you share with us?
Well, I had a meeting today about a show coming up, but I don't want to say too much about that. But I also have a couple more things in the works that I would rather not mention just for safety's sake, just in case, you know.
Yeah,
but,
I understand.
They're possibly some big things, you know. I'm really excited for them. I want to get started on a new song, hopefully. But, you know, right now I've been a little bit too busy to do that with my personal life, and just because really I've been kind of taking a break for the past month, and I've just been I've been trying to find myself and enjoy life, and so I am definitely ready to get back in the studio and work hard and get some new songs out for my fans.
Yeah, I love what you're saying too about finding yourself, because you know if you can expand upon that more, like that's huge. You being in the industry, you know, you had spent some time in LA, being 16 years old. You know, can you show, like, how and why is that so important for us to know who we are as we're discovering our dreams and as you're just growing it, you know, into a young man?
Well, it's, like I said, this industry, like you said earlier, this industry is extremely difficult, and it will tear people down. And it's happened to me many times. And, like, finally, it was when I was living in L.A., excuse me. It was when I was living in L.A., and I was It finally got to me. It finally sunk in that I needed to fix some things in my life before I continued on with my career. And I needed to get closer to God. I needed to, you know, to get close with my family, because I slowly drifted away from all my friends and all my family. You know, I became a self-absorbed person. I really did, you know. So we moved back to Dallas with my family, and I got involved with my church, and I took a little bit of a break from releasing music and recording music. And of course I stayed active and I posted videos, and I you nowed all the time, and I had fun with my fans, but I kind of put a little halt to the music for a while. And I enjoyed life for a couple months, and that's what I really needed it, because I've found myself as a person. I've grown closer to God and closer with my family because of it.
I think that is so huge, because you know, what you're doing and you making that decision, I feel like is going to accelerate you and is going to strengthen you for your whole life. Because how many people that are your age, and even people in my age, I'm in my late 20s, you know, who don't know who they are, who are finding their identity in the industry and other people's opinions, you know, and just having hit songs, you know, whatever the worldly success is. And then what happens is when they do get that success, they're broken down, you know, or if they don't get what they desire, they're still broken down, you know. And so I feel like you're saving yourself a lot of heartache than what many artists go through, you know, or what they, you know, end up putting themselves in, because you're deciding, you're like, you know what, this is not what I want for my life. I do music because I love it. I perform because I love it. I'm a, you know, an artist and a creator because I love it, and because what it, you know, what, because of my faith and what I can do for others, not just, you know, for the accolades. And I feel like you're going to keep yourself grounded, and you're going to see things happen for you, you know, and you're going to be able to know how to deal with it. Because even for me, even though, you know, I've been performing since I was, you know, young, 4 years old, and then knowing that this was my career, I didn't, you know, people are sitting down, they're like, man, your things are blowing up for you, you're doing things fast, but they don't understand, Tristan. Like, there's been so much that's gone into it, you know. And I'm thankful because if things would have happened earlier for me, I don't think I would have been ready, because I was finding my identity in what people's opinions were of me. I wasn't even confident and secure in myself the way that I am now. So I feel like it's great, like you said, to be able to take that time when you need it, to be able to continue to discover yourself, make sure you have, you know, real people around you. And so I commend you for that. That's huge.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And I could not agree more. It's a really hard industry, and I definitely needed it, and I'm glad you kind of relate to that, because a lot of people didn't understand it, what I was doing, you know. They didn't understand the fact that I was kind of taking a break from music, but they weren't going through what I was going through, so.
That's right, but you know your life, you know your story, and so I think that's huge. So can you share with of can you share a few words of encouragement with teens who may be getting bullied or feeling discouraged in their dreams?
I would say to them, just keep pushing on, you know, because I've experienced that. You know, I've been where they are, and I've been, you know, I've been struggling with depression. I've struggled with suicidal thoughts. I've self-harmed. I used to self-harm every once in a while, and, like, I know where they are, you know. I know exactly where they are, and I've been there, and I just want to tell them, keep pushing on, you know. Get close with your family. Get close with your friends, the friends that actually count, you know, not the people that are off, you know, partying and smoking whatever crap they smoke, you know. They need to get close with the people that actually matter, the people that are actually going to be successful in life, you know. So that's my advice to them. Just stay strong and get close to the right people. And just know that there is someone out there that loves you and, you know, that will keep you grounded all the way.
That's so good. And so as we are wrapping up your interview, well, my interview portion for you before we get to your fans calling in, where can people follow you and stay updated with your career?
They can follow me on Instagram at Tristan Blaine Official. They can follow me on Twitter at Tristan Blaine. My YouTube is Tristan Blaine. I think it's just Tristan Blaine. I could be wrong. And my Facebook is Tristan Blaine Music.
Okay, great. And then I'm going to have you introduce your song, See What I See. It's so beautiful. I had to play it on the show tonight. And I'm going to have you introduce that. But before you do, to your fans listening, call in now at 323-693-3043 to chat on air with Tristan and ask him questions after this song. If you're already listening in, just press 1 so we can bring you on air. We're also going to be taking your questions from our Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram pages as well. So go. All right, Tristan, introduce your song.
Well, this song, when I helped write it and I got the track in, I noticed it was a little bit out of my genre at first, but I decided to go with it, and it turned out to be such a beautiful song that means a lot to me. So this one, it's a song just basically saying how someone is absolutely gorgeous even though they don't know it. So this one is called See What I See. Hope you all enjoy it.
This is Sade Champagne Show, Tristan Blaine, See What I See. We're taking your questions after this song, so make sure you press 1, get your questions ready.
About her laughter, the way she shows her joy, I can keep that old light shining for a while. Let's turn the lights down low, I wanna see you glow. I just wish that you could see how beautiful you are when you're shining like the stars, and what that does to me. Her eyes, or does the rest of the world just happen to be blind? And when she looks right at me, it's like a lightning strikes my soul, and I just hope that in this case it strikes me twice. Oh, so let's turn the lights down low, I wanna see you glow. I just wish that you could see how beautiful you are. And what that does to me, if you could see what I see, I wanna see you glow. I just wish that you could see how beautiful you are when you're shining like the stars. And what that does to me, if you could see
In need of an affordable hair and makeup artist that's there when you need her? Contact Nicolette of Nicolette Von Schell Artistry for all your hair, makeup, and wardrobe styling needs. Nicolette specializes in timeless and priceless moments of your editorial, commercial, promotional, wedding, film, and personal needs. She is the artist on whom you can depend. Nicolette Von Schell Artistry at 805-415-4033.
This is Veronica Esquivel-Winters from the Wellness Made Simple segment, and thank you for listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio.
All right, we're back here on the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. I'm here with teen heartthrob, artist, dancer, and model Tristan Blaine. Let me make sure he's back in the studio. We got him in
here.
Hey,
what's up? Hey.
Yep, we are taking your questions right now. Call 323-693-3043 and press 1 right now to chat with Tristan on air. We're also going to be taking your questions from Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. All right, so we got a lot of people on the line right now. Let's get this going here on the Sade Champagne Show. I'm going to area code 618-580. I'm putting you into the show right now. Hi.
Hello. Hey,
how
what's
are you?
Up? Doing well. What about you?
So, what's your name and what city are you calling in from?
My name's Peyton, and I'm from St. Louis.
Awesome. So, what's your question for Tristan?
Well, I don't really have a question, but I was just going to tell him that he really means a lot to me, and he knows that already. But
wow.
He's just really helped me out this past year, like, because my grandma passed away last year,
mm-hmm.
and he was just really always there for me, and I'm really thankful for him.
Aww. I love you so much.
Wow.
I love you too.
That's so amazing. Well, thank you so much. Keep listening into the show, and if you have a question, let us know, okay?
Thank you.
All right. We're going to get to our next caller here. This is area code 630. We're going to bring you into the Sade Champagne Show right now to chat with Tristan. Hi.
Hello.
I'm Alex.
Hey, what's
Go
up?
Go ahead.
So I was wondering if you're coming back to Chicago anytime soon.
Oh, my gosh. I would love to come back to Chicago sometime soon. My Chicago fans, let me tell you something about them. They are
the
coolest bunch around. I love them so much. They always Aww. Go ham at my shows. Like, they are so crazy. I love every single one of them. I mean, they make
mm-hmm.
every single Chicago show so lit. It's awesome. But
yeah.
I hope that you're coming back sometime extremely soon.
That's awesome. Do you have any other questions, dear?
No, not really. I just wanted to say that how much I really appreciate Tristan and everything he does, and that he just means a lot to me.
Oh, I love you so much.
Love you, too.
Awesome. All right, so we're going to get to, I'm trying to get to as many callers as we can. It's, like, packed in this studio right here. All right, so next up we have area code 314. I'm bringing you into the show right now. Hi.
Hi.
What's your name, please, and what city are you calling in from?
My name is Sky, and I'm from St. Louis. And
hey, what's
yeah.
up?
I just wanted to say that I hope you come back to St. Louis sometime soon so I can meet you again.
Tell your mom is in the line.
Shut up.
I will, and I really hope to be back soon because I St. Louis was a really fun show on tour last summer. I miss it a lot.
Wow.
Cool. Okay, and then I have a question. If you could go one place in the whole world, where would you go?
You know what? I would probably go back to L.A. or something. I really don't know, to be honest. I've always wanted to go to Hawaii. I actually always wanted to go to Hawaii. I've never been. It seems like a really cool place. It seems really pretty there. So I don't know. I think I'd go visit there.
Oh, that's cool, because I've always wanted to go to Hawaii, too.
Hey!
Awesome.
Okay. Well, I hope
Great
you have
talking
a good
to you.
Night. And it was
you,
good talking to you, too.
Yeah, likewise.
Thank you so much for calling in, sweetheart.
You're welcome.
Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye.
All right. This is the busiest our line has ever been. Okay, we're going to the next caller. Area code. Everyone keep listening in. He's already here. We're going to try to get to you as quick as we can. All right, so area code 0702. We're bringing you into the show right now. Hi.
Hi.
Please share with us your name and what city you're calling in from.
My name's Katie, and I'm calling from Las Vegas.
Hey,
awesome.
I know you.
Hey,
it's Katie. What's
that's
up?
So cool. Oh, that's so cool. So, Katie, what's your question or comment for Tristan?
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I'm really sick right now, so, you know.
You still sound great.
Yeah,
oh,
I don't know how. Yeah.
My
sick voice sounds like crap. It really does. I don't even know, like, how some people do it. So, like, props to you for having a good sick voice.
Okay, so my question is, like, what would you give, like, to younger artists who, like, really want to, like, go out into the music world? Like, any advice you have for them?
My advice to them would probably be, you know, just keep working hard, you know, because... I made a mistake when I was younger of being extremely lazy and laid back when it came to working on my music. So I would just tell them work their little butts off and stay active and really love their fans. Like, because that's like, if they don't love the music, one, and two, their fans, they're never going to make it anywhere. You know, that's what I, one
mm-hmm.
thing I have. I absolutely love music, and like, I have so much appreciation and so much love for my fans, because without them, I would not be where I am today. So that would probably be my advice to them.
Yeah. See, I'm really lazy, too. I procrastinate everything, so.
Same.
Well, you got to figure out what's making you procrastinate so you can push it out the way and follow your dreams.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I blame Twitter.
Same, though.
Yeah.
Not even going to laugh.
Yeah, we got to make Twitter work for us and not against us.
Agreed.
Yeah, true.
So I want to thank you so much for calling in, sweetheart. We're going to try to get to some more callers. I want to fit in as many people as I can while we have Tristan on for three
Bye.
More minutes. My show jam-packed. So thank you for calling in,
right.
Okay?
Thank you. Love you,
Bye.
Tristan.
Love you, too.
Right. All right. We're going to bring in next caller, area code 314. Area code 314. We're bringing you into the Sade Champagne Show. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. How are
Hi.
You?
Hi. I'm good.
Awesome. What's your name and what city are you calling in from?
I'm Catherine, and I'm from St. Louis.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
So what's your question or comment for Tristan?
I first wanted to say, Tristan, thank you so much. I've gotten a lot of negativity with I Want to Sing Too, and I've gotten negativity from the people around me, and you've inspired me not to care what they say and just push through it.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm glad.
Yeah,
I'm glad you finally pushed through it.
Wow.
And then I wanted to ask, if you could go back to any time period, what would it be?
Oh, the 1950s. Oh, yeah. The 50s. I want to go back there so badly. The music was incredible. The cars were hot. And the girls were pretty attractive, too, not even a lie. So I would go back to the 50s. I would do it in a heartbeat. I mean, for heaven's sakes, like, you know, people like Frank Sinatra, and there's so many other incredible musicians that came out of the 50s. So I would definitely go back.
That's awesome.
That's so cool. Well, we want to thank you so much for calling into the Sade Champagne Show and chatting with Tristan. I want to get this final caller on into the studio before we end Tristan's time on the show. But I'm going to bring him back because you guys are amazing, and he is so inspirational. I love his music, and so I'm going to bring him back in. All right, so thank you for calling,
thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
Bye, love
right,
you.
So.
Bye, love you too.
All right, so we want to bring in area code 240, bringing you into the studio right now, 240. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing well. Please share with us your name and what city you're calling in from.
My name's Kiara, and I'm from Maryland.
Awesome.
Hey, what's up?
What's your question or comment for Tristan?
I was wondering, like, Tristan, who's your biggest, like, inspiration in music and life?
Can you repeat that real quick?
Who's your biggest, like, inspiration in music?
Oh, my biggest inspiration. I listen to a lot of Chris Brown. You know, I grew up listening to Chris Brown and watching him dance, and also Michael Jackson and his dancing and his singing. And I feel like I've learned a lot from those two. And, you know, Chris Brown especially, mm-hmm. his music and his career is incredible. And he still has a full career. And, mm-hmm. you know, Justin Bieber is another example. Mm-hmm. And Jason mm-hmm. Derulo and tons more, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I mm-hmm. listen to a lot of artists, so I can't really narrow it down to one, but if I had to, it would probably be Chris Brown.
Tristan, I want to tell you, you need to come back to Maryland, like, so soon, because I just want to hug you so badly.
Oh, man, I will. I promise you. I will come. I promise. I will come there.
I love you so much.
I love you too.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Anytime. Thank you.
Tristan, that was amazing. I can't wait to have you back in the show. And as I mentioned, your music is awesome, and I love your attitude. I've seen your performances before. And so I'm going to find out how, you know, well, we're already following each other on Twitter and everything and social media, but I want to stay in contact. And when you do get back in L.A., I want to get you on some shows, and I want to have us collaborate and partner together because I really enjoy chatting with you, and I love your music. And so I want to support you any way that I can.
You.
Well,
please,
I hope you have a wonderful rest of the night, and thank you so much to Tristan Blaine for calling in. Make sure you all follow him on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube to stay updated with his career and for inspiration and just all his funness.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
You have a good night, Betty.
Thank you. All right, so now we're getting into our next interview of the night on the Sade Champagne Show. This is our celebrity guest interview with a dear friend of mine, Jay Styles. He's a popular radio personality and host and inspirational speaker. He is phenomenal, one of my favorite people. In 2011, he hosted, I think we're going to get him back in the studio. Have you dropped, Jay? I want to bring you back into the studio for the show. I'm going to introduce him anyways. We'll keep it going. All right, I think he's back in the studio. Let me see. Okay, yeah, he's in the studio. Great. All right, let me get him in. This is live, people. So everything that's happening, it is live. Okay, so he is a popular radio personality, host, and inspirational speaker. In 2011, he hosted the BET Music Matters Tour at Center Stage in Atlanta with Marsha Ambrosius and Melanie Fiona. He's a personality on CBS's Radio Top CHR Station, 97.1 Amp Radio. He's a producer and radio personality at 100.9 The Heat in Palmdale, California, and Sirius XM. He hosted his own music video television show called On the Scene with Jay Styles on the CW Network. He's appeared on and interviewed red carpet events such as the BET Hip Hop Awards, BET Awards, BET Music Matters Tour, Essence Music Festival, and the ESPY Awards. He's interviewed countless celebrities, including people like Kay Michelle, Miguel, Ricky Smiley, Warren G, Cedric the Entertainer, Lala Anthony, Twista, Too Short, Master P, and more. And in 2008, he was awarded Air Personality of the Year. Hi, Jay. How are you doing tonight?
What's going on, ladies? How are you doing?
Yay! It's just Sade. Lisa's not here tonight.
Oh, she's not. Okay, I'm sorry, Sade. How you doing, man?
That's okay. She is on the show, though, but she's not in tonight. She does. Lisa hosts my Motivational Moments with Lisa segment.
Okay.
Yeah, on the Champagne Show.
Sorry about that. I got disconnected because I was trying to end the phone call that came through, and it disconnected from your.
It's
I'm glad
good.
To be on
you
your
got
show.
You back in the studio. Thank you so much for being in. You're such an inspiration, and so I'm glad to be able to chat with you for a few minutes. It's funny because I met you at the Soulja Boy and Sean Kingston concert when you were with 100.9, you know, before when you were with 100.9 The Heat. So that was really cool.
Right. 2 years ago. Was that 2 years ago? Yeah, 2 years ago. Yeah.
Yep, 2 years ago. So when were you first interested in the entertainment industry?
You know what? It was actually in college because I actually went to school for computer science, and then you know, I found out that wasn't really for me. I was really in for the money, and then I always loved music. I remember as a kid, I used to host talent shows in school, and I used to always, back then we had Walkman, so I used to always listen to my Walkman before I came to school with, you know, just different music, Outkast, TLC, stuff like that. And like it was always there. I just didn't know it. And then one day when I was in college, a guy that worked at a radio station came to the school and he was just talking about what he did. And I was like, you know what? I think I'm gonna change my major. And from there, it just happened like that. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what
I did. That's so cool. And so is that when you knew that you wanted this to be your life?
Yeah, I think that's when I knew that's what I want. You know, that's what I want to do. You know, because when your first year going to college, you really don't you're 18, 19, you really don't have an idea of what you want to do. All you know is you want to be successful. You want to make money when you come out of school. So I was just thinking about making money and stuff like that. But like I said, the signs were always there, but I didn't connect the dots, you know, because I was hosting talent shows in high school. I was always listening to music, you know, my Walkman before the bell rang, you know, the classes. I just didn't connect. I didn't connect the dots till I got to college. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I always knew that I wanted to when that DJ came to the school. I said, you know what, I'm going to change my major to journalism, and I never looked back, and that's how I got started, pretty much.
Wow, that's so cool. And were your family and friends supportive of that decision?
Yeah, I think everybody was supportive. I can't really remember. I think my mom and my parents, they really didn't know, you know, they really didn't know what it was. They were just supportive that I was happy doing something that I loved at the time. Even to this day, my mom, they actually know what it is now. But back then they really didn't know, you know, why or what I liked about mostly about radio, you know what I'm saying? Just because of that old generational, you know, thinking mindset type thing, you know. I mean, everybody was always supportive. I can't remember if anybody wasn't supportive, but I guess that really wouldn't matter anyway, you know?
You're like, I'm going to do it anyways. So what are some of the challenges you have faced in your career, and how do you overcome or face them?
Man, I think I'm many challenges, man. I mean, just always being told no. I think in the entertainment industry, no matter what, you're going to be told no like 1,001 times, you know. But all you need is that one yes, you know. I think the biggest thing you have to do is just to be persistent, find other ways, you know, to make whatever you want to do, make it work, and kind of execute, you know, what you're trying to do, you know, really think it out, really plan it. You know, I always say small steps are, you know, it's better for, you know, for small steps than no steps, you know.
That's good.
Yeah, but, you know, but I think the biggest thing with anything, man, is just, you know, you're going to be told no so many times. You know, people who are the gatekeepers to whatever you're trying to do, they probably don't see your vision. They probably don't understand it. They probably won't give you the opportunity because in the society we live in today, man, you know, it's pretty much based on who you know. Of course, the people who know someone gets through the door before somebody who doesn't know anyone, an unknown face. You know, and you really have to I always say you have to create your own opportunities rather than try to wait for a door to open. You know, like what you're doing, you know, you create your own opportunity with your show, you know, and then, you know, if a lot of people listen to your show, you know, that's how you get noticed. That's how people start knocking on your door. You created your own opportunity. You know what I'm saying? So I'm always big with doing that. So you create your own opportunity.
You definitely are. Right, I agree. And so I want for you to share with me, especially because you are on multiple radio stations, you know, you're a popular radio personality. I want to know your thoughts on the radio today. Like, for example, you know, Tyrese with his new album that's out, and, you know, he shared many a times that he feels, and there's a lot of truth to what he's saying, that African-American artists, you know, do not get the same type of radio play as, you know, say another type of artist who sings similar music to them, but they look different, you know, and
because you can honestly think about it, in the early 2000s and before, you could listen to radio and you could hear everyone from, you could hear Brandy and Monica on the same station, to Boyz II Men, to NSYNC, to Backstreet Boys, to Britney Spears, to No Doubt, to where there was room for everyone, you know, but for, to me, it seems like nowadays there's only the same 10 to 20 people that are being played. So what are your thoughts on that and on the radio today, and what do you think has changed?
I talked about this when Tyrese first brought this up. I think this was like sometime last year, like November, October last year.
Mm-hmm.
But it was I agree with what he's saying, because it's definitely true. I think the main problem in radio is the program directors. Those are the guys who run the radio stations. Those are like the managers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They run the radio stations, and most of these guys are. They're out of touch with what's going on in the clubs, you know, the club scene, or you know, just the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're older guys. They're normally like 45 to 50. So they just rely on numbers, and numbers are they really don't tell the truth. You know,
right.
And like
right.
Tyrese was saying that Sam Smith, if Sam Smith was singing that song that he came out with, I can't think of the name of it right now.
Shame.
But
Shame.
If he would have sung Shame, that would have been played on Urban as well as CHR station. CHR stands for Contemporary Hit Radio.
Right.
Or Top 40. It would have been played on Top 40 Radio. And which is true, because program directors, they have the mentality that R&B is dead. I'm from the South. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. So R&B is still big in the South, because that's where mostly the population for, you know, African Americans are, you know, in the South mostly. So it's still like it's still kind of rich out there in the South. From Miami, from Florida to like Texas, it's still relevant out there. I just feel like they're out of touch, man. This is like Hollywood, like when Tyler Perry tried to get in the game, and Hollywood was like, black people don't go to the movies. Now, how can you say black people don't go? Like my family, we love movies. Like every time a movie comes out, like we always go into the movies. So Tyler Perry had to make a believer out of them. So Tyler Perry made all these films, and Hollywood was like, "Oh, black people do go to the movies." You know, we were supporting Tyler Perry, and that's how he broke his way into Hollywood, by making Hollywood believers, because it's all about all about numbers that they think, you know, so they don't really know.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, it's funny because it wasn't always like that. You know, there was a time, like I said, where they used to play all different kinds of artists. So I don't know if there wasn't enough funding for these artists anymore, if they just started only focusing on certain particular artists, or if they said, well, this is the R&B person, like Beyonce, she's the one we can play, and Rihanna, she's the one we can play, but everybody else, we're not playing on all the stations. You know what I mean? So I wonder, was there something that happened, like a switch, because it didn't used to always be like that.
You know, I think one thing that happened, I think some of these bigger artists, like one is like Usher, some of these bigger artists that were like really big in the 90s, they conformed over to the pop radio. So I think these artists conformed over to the pop radio sound, you know, making like pop records instead of R&B records. It kind of changed the game. It kind of made it harder for the R&B artists who was making R&B records to be on the radio, because
that makes sense.
Program directors were turning them away because they felt like that the top artists like Usher and Usher and who else performed?
He was one of the biggest ones, you know.
Yeah, but he was one of the biggest ones. But you got all these top artists that have conformed. And, you know, and it kind of makes it hard for the whole R&B industry.
Genre. That makes sense.
The genre, you know, because they are like not the gatekeepers, but they pretty much,
Yeah.
I can't think of the word I'm trying to use. But they're pretty,
I get what you're
they're,
trying
they're,
to say,
they're,
though.
Yeah, but they're pretty much the...
they set the standard.
They set the, exactly. They set the standard, you know, because when you when you are that big of an artist, you set the standard for that genre, you know. So you make the rules. So I think when, like, that artist in particular, when he started doing that, other artists started conforming, and that's why that R&B started dying out, especially out here in California, because when I first came out here, when I first came out here, man, I was like, man, California is strictly pop. It's like it's really a pop. It's a pop market, you know. It's R&B is like dead out here, you know.
Yeah.
So that's just one. I think that's just one of the reasons, the main reasons why R&B is just not. It's not. It's not the same anymore.
Right. I can't wait to bring you back on the show because you know I love talking to you. You're so interesting, and I love hosting with you. And so I want to bring you back on, even if I have to do a special, some type of special episode we do, and then we just put it into my show on Wednesday because I know you I know you're on air on Wednesday evenings too, so you don't even get out until 7, but I'm bringing you back on the show. If you can share with everyone, how can they follow you and stay updated with your career?
Follow me on all social media. I'm even on Snapchat now. I'm on J-A-Y Styles, S-T-Y-L-E-S TV. So I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, everything. You can follow me. Send me a tweet, you know, I'll follow you back or I'll respond to you. You got questions or whatever. And that's about it, man.
Well, thank you so much, Jay, for calling in. Thank you for being an inspiration to me. You're incredible, and I look forward to having you on again and for us staying in touch. We're going to partner together again soon.
Thank you, Sade, for having me. And you always are doing it up, man. And congrats on your show and keep doing what you do the best.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
You too.
All right, everyone, we're wrapping up tonight's episode. I want to let you know, let me look on my social media right now, and tonight's winners of Melissa Joy Wood's Eliminating Fear book, we decided we were going to give away two books tonight because we didn't want to just give away one, so we're giving away two books. And the winners of Melissa's books are Gabrielle Collins from my Facebook, Gabrielle Collins, so make sure you message me your address or tweet me or Instagram me your address. And then also to Scott Swoosh. You both are winning a free copy of Melissa Joy Wood's Eliminating Fear book. Want to thank you guys for tuning into the Sade Champagne Show tonight. As we wrap up, I want to thank Jit Chronicles, Virginia Supernova Slim, and Kata Mafiaso for the opportunity to create my own radio show. Thanks to Travis Miller for creating and producing my theme song and Scott Swoosh for mixing the song. I appreciate everyone who called in. Thank you to Tristan Blaine. Thank you to Jay Styles. You guys are incredible. Thanks to my castmates, Melissa Joy Wood and Christina Renee. And next week, our celebrity guests are international curvy model Hunter McCready and international and Billboard charting top artist Dior Jordan. Dior Jordan. We're ending tonight's show with a short inspirational message of mine titled, You Are Enormously Advantaged. Thanks for listening to the Sade Champagne Show and see you Wednesday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific right here on Grindhard Radio.
Today I want to remind you that no storm, no challenge, or any difficulty that comes your way is more powerful than your spirit. We are enormously advantaged in Christ, enormously advantaged. We were built to withstand the test of time. We were built to last. And I want to encourage you today that I'm praying for you and standing in agreement with you. You were made powerful in the eyes of God. You can trust and depend upon the very being of God to come through on your behalf today, that He has great things in store for you. His plans are to bless you and prosper you, not just for your future, but for your present moment, and even to redeem and restore your past. And so today, I want to encourage you that look forward, look ahead to what is in store for you in blessings and miracles and testimonies and transformation. Be encouraged today. I'm praying for your physical body for renewal and strength and refreshment for your physical body. I'm praying for your mind that you will be able to live in a reflective consciousness that you are valuable to God. You are valuable to God, that you will always be at peace and rest in your mind and in your inner being. And I'm praying for every dream that's in your heart. You can depend upon the character of Jesus, who's the one who gave you the dreams in the first place, that he will fulfill every promise and that he will manifest every dream that he has put within your heart. And he put all of them there. And so today, look ahead. We are enormously advantaged in Christ Jesus. Releasing the stress, we were born to shine.